Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. The leaves are falling and the garden hours are changing, so get your reservations to walk in the fall leaves at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Middays are still warm in the garden, so grab your mask and your reusable water bottle before you head out. Once in the garden, as you walk through the atrium entrance and out into the garden, head toward the demonstration beds. On your right side, if you look under the weeping bottlebrush trees, there are a couple of Brazilian plume bushes. These beautiful evergreen shade-loving shrubs always have a few lovely hot pink fountains of tubular blooms from the springtime all the way through to late fall. As you continue along the paved path, take a left turn through the cactus garden down to Tram Road. If you then head right on Tram Road, you'll pass a large jacaranda tree and some pyracantha bushes on your right side, and just as the road drops down into the creek gully, there are some mature loquat trees on the hillside to your right. These trees are just coming into bloom, and loquat is the only fruit tree that blooms in the fall. The fruit then matures through the winter and is the first fruit to ripen in the spring. The loquat is native to China, and historians believe that the loquat seeds were taken back to Japan by scholars visiting China as early as the Tang Dynasty. That would have been about 1,000 years ago. Tram Road will take you along to Phoebe's Meadow, where the beautiful white floss silk trees are just beginning to bloom. You may have noticed the vibrant pink floss silk trees in the garden already. These can be seen as you drive toward the garden from Crenshaw Boulevard, as you park your car in the parking lot, and throughout the garden. The pink floss silk trees have been blooming for 3 weeks now, and the white floss silk trees are just beginning to bloom. There's beautiful examples of both colors of floss silk trees throughout the garden. Another really lovely bloom that appears throughout the garden is the Cape Plumbago. A South African native, these are a true highlight as one of the few light blue flowers in the garden. The plant is very versatile as it's a vining shrub that can be left to mound up and form a backdrop as high as 10 feet tall, just like the mound of Cape Plumbago across the road from the overlook. Or it can be pruned down and kept as a hedge like that at the intersection of Tram Road and Creek Lane, where the plumbago is trimmed down in front of the giant yucca bush. While you are at the overlook, take a quick look at the beautiful new creek bed. It looks like we're just about ready for the rainy season. As you continue along Tram Road, it will take you through the banyan grove, and as you come out of the shade of the fig trees, there's a couple of wonderful spots for garden selfies. The first one is right at the Mediterranean Garden. This is a romantic spot right next to a fountain. A picture here would also get a sculpture named Fuller by Doris Sung in your background. You could also continue just a little farther along and stand in front of the Mexican bush sage plants. The purple flower spikes are not only beautiful, but you very well may be sharing the spotlight with a hummingbird or a butterfly. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.